Has that been 30 days? Well, that was fast. Phase 2, done. Woohoo! Hey everyone, Philippe Heider here, and welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod. I am yet again a Rad Bod lookalike, making my way to something glorious, I think. And I am officially done phase 2. Yay! So we're gonna talk about a few cool things, a little bit about my completion of phase 2, and really what's next. At the end of the day, I think if you wanna progress in life, if you've done 75 hard, that's obviously much more difficult than just 30 days. But what is next? How can you continue these habits? What kind of challenges? What you can do to better yourself, because it's very easy to go in all kinds of directions from here. For me personally, and for a lot of you guys that might be doing something similar, you can gain the weight back, you can maintain the same weight, you can challenge yourself to do something better, you can take it to another level, all kinds of things. So I'll tell you where I'm at and what I'm thinking, but first let's just get with the basic numbers, right? So basically it's 30 days has passed. I have not had any alcohol, even today. It's only 11:15, granted, but I haven't had a drink yet. This being day 31, I'm thinking I may not even have a drink until Saturday, as my friends are getting married, and it is a wedding, so I will indulge. However, I started out at 230 pounds. I'm at 218 pounds, so I lost 12 pounds in 30 days. My unrealistic goal. So I am happy about the 12 pounds, but my unrealistic goal was to get down to 215, which, who knows, maybe I can get a little bit closer to that by Saturday, this being Wednesday. And yeah, I'm feeling very, very good. I've had mostly a lot of great feelings, feeling great, good mood, better at handling with the children, with my family. I've interacted with my wife better. So there's a lot of things that I've enjoyed. I've had some moments where I'm like, I'm not really feeling it right now. But for the most part, I would say that I feel and look way better. And I feel fantastic. I feel motivated. And at the same time, I'm actually really, really sore too, to be honest. on Monday morning when I woke up, to do day 29 and, went and tried to lift some weights. I lifted one weight and then I'm like, I could just feel my body just so sore. And I'm like, forget it. I'll just go for a walk. So that's the only time that happened this whole 30 days where I'm just like, nope, I can't do this workout, but it's going to happen, guys. It's going to happen to you. And instead I just went for a walk. It was drizzling outside. So I walked in the rain at 6 a.m. But I had a rain jacket on, not a big deal. It's still, 20 degrees outside, so it's not cold. And you're going to have those days, right? So don't worry about it. Just keep at it. Remember, if you read the book Atomic Habits or any book on continuing habits and becoming, an athlete, a weightlifter, someone that's a gym goer, you don't just say, I go to the gym from time to time. You say, I'm a gym rat. You just say you're that person, right? And by even having a crappy workout, as long as you complete the workout, it maintains your consistency that you still worked out. That counts. That is huge. Those days are super important. Even though I didn't feel it and I had to go for a walk, I actually ended up going for a little bit more of a vigorous walk than usual and probably burnt another 100 calories or so than usual. But anyways, that happens, right? And then I had my patented moment today where once a month I am like snacking on something before I'm about to work out at like 5:55 in the morning. I have been normally getting up at 5:45, try to work out by 6, and my son wakes up at 6 for some reason. I don't know why. He never wakes up before 7. And then he's just like, Dad, I'm hungry. And I'm like, here's a snack. And then we go to the basement and I work out. And then he builds a puzzle. He asks me every 2 minutes if I can help him with the puzzle or whatever toy he's doing. And I tell him, hey, this is Dad's time. We can, when 7 o'clock hits, we can go play. We'll go make some breakfast. about this daddy's time, and he's pretty good about it. I'm able to fully complete my weightlifting workout. It's just that he will consistently ask me every 2 minutes, and then he'll say okay, and then 2 minutes goes by and he asks me again. But we completed that. That was actually today. So the big picture I'm going to talk about to you guys is that today being day 31, I actually still woke up at 5:45 and hit the weights, I think around 6:15, because I had to help my son with a couple snacks, just get him adjusted, blah, 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 blah. Make sure he has socks on. It's getting a little chilly in the morning. Just usual stuff, parenting stuff. And we hit the weights. I actually probably, my workout was probably around 43 minutes. So had I have been doing 75 hard, you know, I would have just waited an extra 2 minutes and done another set or whatever. But anyways, regardless, I got a really hard, sweat-inducing weightlifting workout. I actually changed my routine. I looked up some routines. I was doing dumbbells only workout for the whole month. It's like a beginner workout, but it was dumbbells. So I was doing different exercises that I normally, I would say sometimes I do them, but half of them I don't normally do. So it's just like mixing it up, right? The reverse lunge really sucks with dumbbells. It's really, really painful. So just heads up for those people that ever do it. But the whole big picture is that I'm always thinking about, you know, how can I maintain these gains? How can I improve on these gains? And you guys, when you guys do 75 hard, or you decide to take up a challenge or a diet or drop alcohol or cigarettes or whatever, you have to have a game plan once you reach your goal. And when I did 75 hard and then phase one shortly after that, as soon as I was done, I felt different than I do now. Obviously, I was in even better shape because right now I'm 218. At that point, I was 210 and I had been working out for basically 4 months instead of just, I would say, 5 weeks or so. And I was just really happy to be finished. I was really happy to eat whatever I want, drink whatever I want, enjoy the summer. It was May. Now it's getting close to the middle end of September. And I got a taste for how it is to feel very strong, how it is to feel very healthy, to feel mostly happy, and obviously more sore. But I would say 9 out of 10 emotions and experiences I have on a day-to-day basis are positive compared to less when I was off the program. So when I finished phase one, I enjoyed myself all summer, but I gained that weight back. So I know that if I don't have a plan moving forward, if I don't have a way to motivate myself, if I go back to the old routines, my body will gain weight quickly. That's the type of body I have. Some of you guys, maybe you can't gain weight very quickly. It's the, you know, the opposite effect. And if you build muscle, it's important. It's very important you keep it on, right? You got to be consistent. And so really, what is your game plan once you finish this? So I'll tell you a few things that I thought about, and then I'm going to keep trying out to keep going. Number one, at this point, I do not have another diet to go on. I do not have a different diet. I didn't research another diet. So what I'm basically going to do is that at least until next week, Monday, I am just straight up sticking with my diet. So it's like basically I'm just still on the full 75 hard routine. I've already done a workout today. It was a different type of workout. So I am continuing to work out. Will I work out twice a day? Probably not all the time. There'll be times where I'm just not going to like lift weights and then run in the same day. But there will be some days like that. So eventually I'm going to figure out a new diet. So my game plan right now is maybe we should learn a little bit more about macros and micros at this side. Let's say my goal was always, even in the first 75 hard, my goal was to get down to 200 pounds because I thought I would look really good, nice and lean and cut. I got down to 210, so that's getting close. But with the diet I was on, it was a little bit more challenging to lose even more weight because I was eating a lot of carbs. You know, I was running a lot, 3 times a week is a reasonable amount to run. So, and then I was weightlifting 4 times a week. So unless I have a new game plan for my diet, Which essentially means I'm planning to learn about diets, study them, and come up with one. Maybe I'll come up with one of my own. Maybe I'll research one and I'll try it. I'm going to experiment and I'm going to be very excited to experiment with it. I'm going to be very passionate about it and that's going to help me, right? That's part of my game plan. But unless I have and I'm fully ready to commit to a new diet, I'm not going to change my diet for now. I don't hate it. It's not going to make me gain weight. So I'm gonna change my diet. Obviously, Saturday, whether I have a drink tonight or I have a drink on Saturday, I'm leaning towards Saturday. I'm already, that is the day I'll be having my first drink, and I'll have many drinks that day. I'm gonna have a great time, hotel booked, whatever. You can say you deserve it. I feel like I deserve it. Either way, there'll be days where I'm gonna feel like having a drink, and I'm not gonna stop myself, but I feel like I have to have limitations on myself when it comes to alcohol. So these limitations going forward are I cannot have a drink on my own. I can only drink in social settings. So if my wife and I decide on Friday night we're gonna have a glass of wine, for example, or have a drink together, that's acceptable. If I'm going to play hockey or play sports and then the team decides they're gonna have a drink after, that would be acceptable. But there's no more drinking on my own. There's no more, oh, you're having a drink, I'm gonna have three. That's gotta be out the door because that leads to a lot of extra calories and it leads to bad habits. Secondly, I told you guys I went on a new gym routine. So I am feeling good, I'm looking much better, but no way am I a complete physical specimen. I'm very, very far from that. I know people work out for years and years to be top notch. I don't know if that's necessary, but there's no reason to stop here. Like, there's no reason to mix it up. What I've done is, besides the picking a new routine, because basically I still have dumbbells in the routine, but now I have my squat rack included in it. So, this morning I did, for example, deadlifts. Okay, I haven't done deadlift for the last 5 weeks on the bar, but I have done it on dumbbell. So I just amped it up. I started out with 205 pounds right away. That's a pretty solid weight to do a few reps with. But what I've also done is I've looked around at the local gyms in town. And obviously, I have a lot of equipment, but I don't have all the equipment. So when it says do leg press in my routine, I don't have a leg press machine. Apparently they're like $1,500 to buy a new one, so that's not gonna happen. But I did sign up to one of those like semi-private gyms that basically you go and do a class, like you're doing like a HIIT workout or you're doing like CrossFit. So I signed up for one next week, and maybe I love it, and maybe once a week I'm just gonna work out with people in general. It's a good way to to talk to some people. To mix it up, to do a different workout. So there's a Orange Theory fitness called in town. I don't know anything about them, but I hear they do like HIIT high intensity classes. I almost never do high intensity per se. That those type of workouts, I haven't done them. So I just signed up for a free class on my own, and basically it would be great if like once a week I go and I do a slightly different class. So I'm already thinking about that, right? Secondly, next, I guess, because I've said more than two things, is that I want to continue to run. So today is a very mediocre day here in Southern Ontario. It is raining cats and dogs. My running group does meet up every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Now, when I start playing ice hockey, which I believe starts next week, I probably won't make these runs on Wednesday, but they basically have a run every day, so. You can mix it up. It's just that, I have to make deals with my wife if I want to go out and do something social while the kids are asleep. So I put my son asleep Monday and Tuesday just so I can go out running with my running group today and torture myself. So, but at least this way is hassle-free, right? Like my wife's like, okay, whatever, go ahead. You can leave a few minutes early, whatever. But I've already committed to my running group to go and run a 10-kilometer run in the rain today, Even if three other people or two other people show up, I'm running it. If it gets canceled, I'm running today. And let me tell you guys, I feel brittle and beaten down. And there's no reason I can't go for a run. So my mental toughness is through the roof at this point. My willpower is through the roof at this point. You have to capitalize on that. You have to plan ahead and say, you know what? We're not going to eat this crappy food. Although I did tell my wife, who complained yesterday with my cooking, where basically I once a week I was making tuna pasta with salad and balsamic dressing or like light seasoning dressing, and I think it's pretty good. I think it's more like you just get used to this type of food, where it's not like delicious cheesy nachos or hamburgers and stuff, but it is like pretty solid food for you. It's obviously very healthy for you. It was in my diet, and I was cooking so much. Some days I just didn't feel like cooking, and I was like, all right, let's just get like some pasta and some chicken for you guys, like from the Italian bakery, and then we'll just eat that. I don't want to cook. But the point is that I told my wife, okay, I know some of the meals have been mediocre, even though the kids seem to love it. I mean, if you give them pasta, you put a little bit of sauce on it, they have a little bit of meat in there, or tuna or whatever, and then you mix it up with some like steamed veggies, they're gonna devour that stuff. My kids do. sometimes I have to find the right sauce, so sometimes I may put like a bowl of that stuff for my son, but don't put any sauce in it. And I'll let him try the sauces until he's like, yeah, this is the one. Like if it's tomato sauce or sometimes like soy sauce or like hoisin sauce, like or like beef sauce or mushroom sauce. I let him try it and he's like, yeah, that's so good. And I'm like, okay, well, do you want me to mix it? And he's like, yeah, I get him really excited about the meal. And then I know he'll eat it because you tried the sauce, this pasta. So even though I've basically cooked like 90% of the meals this whole month, like almost every breakfast and most dinners, my wife was like, no, this meal is not, I'm not feeling it. So I told her, okay, tonight you cook whatever you want. So yeah, sometimes I'm gonna eat food that is not necessarily a part of my diet or is gonna be super healthy. It's not gonna be bad food, but you gotta still live a little, right? When you're living normal, you gotta live a realistic but mindful way of eating. I want to continue to challenge myself and to move forward. I've already established, I told you guys about the 3 week threshold. Now I'm way beyond that. I'm already mentally way beyond that. I mean, not way, way beyond that, but like, I'm 10 days past the 3 week threshold and I'm feeling fantastic, but I need to plan moving forward how I'm going to continue my transition to a better version of myself and why not. Like, it's just effort. It's just effort. Me waking up at 5:45 as opposed to waking up at 6:45 and then just going and preparing milk for my 1-year-old, getting her up. It's just waking up an hour earlier, which means going to sleep an hour earlier. That's it. If you just plan accordingly, you will do so. If you turn off your phone, half an hour before going to sleep and you just read a book, you will fall asleep. It's not that complicated. You can do it. You just have to plan for it. And also, like, what am I doing when it comes to running and cycling and these kinds of things? Is that I told you guys that I would love to do like a half marathon. I bought a cycling bike secondhand for a reasonable price, and I've taken that out a couple times during these workouts. And it's a lot more challenging. I can just go on the roads and go around town and. Maybe not even through town. I can go through side roads where other cyclists go. Maybe I want to join a cycling club. These are all things that could get you excited, could continue you down a path of motivation. And also, don't forget, continue reading those books, okay? Everyone knows that the more you read, the better you'll feel, the more educated you'll be. You'll be able to express yourself in a more intelligent way. You'll study more. You'll be able to, people will rely on you for information. But at the end of the day, you're just practicing and training your mind, right? So I'm going to continue reading my book every day. I'm going to pick a new book once I'm done that one. And that's the way I think you have to go moving forward, right? I mean, you don't have to do it all, but I mean, that's the whole point, is like decide what you want to continue, but maybe at least if you feel that you've made such incredible progress that you don't want to go back to your old self, you have to make a plan on how you can improve on that or stay there. You can't just get out like I did in phase one and just enjoy yourself, and all of a sudden you're like, damn, I just gained 20 pounds. I'm just a fat slob again. No, don't let yourself do that. Hold yourself accountable, get your friends and family involved, tell them how awesome you feel, let everyone enjoy it. Post stuff on the social media, whatever makes you happy, whatever keeps you going, and then plan ahead so you can continue to be that awesome version. Okay, guys, I don't know where the podcast is going to go from here. Maybe I'll just keep you updated on fun stuff I'm doing. But for now, officially done phase two. Phase three will start January 1st. So that is a little bit of time. But if I can basically continue, let's say 90% of 75 hard going forward, I think by the time phase three rolls around, I would be in an incredible shape and an incredible version of myself. And I'm really excited to do that. And I hope you guys are too.